Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, you deadly tennis mob out there, Cairns Indigenous Tennis Carnival happening this weekend here in Cairns. And we're going to catch up a yarn there with Aunty Roma. Aunty Roma Brigark, she's First Nations lead with TQ, and that's Tennis Queensland. And a very good morning, my sister. How are you, Auntie? Oh,
thank you, Trevor. I'm so happy that you're going to be telling everyone, all the mob out there, about about the carnival. Can't wait for everyone to come along.
Fantastic. And before we start, Aunty, who your mob? Where are you from?
Yeah. So I'm from the Gold Coast, Brisbane, Ipswich sort of area, and that's the Yugambeh and the Yagara peoples.
Okay.
So that's, yeah, Yugambeh and Yagara peoples and southeast Queensland.
Beautiful. Big shout out to your mob. Thank you very much. So here we have this beautiful tournament, Cairns Indigenous Tennis Carnival.
Yeah.
This is an annual event?
Yes. So it's been running annually for the last few years, but someone who was non-Indigenous was just, you know, running it, but not really, I suppose, running it with the passion that we have.
Yes.
And now that I've been with Tennis Queensland only for a few months, I've really gotten into getting as many people to know about that this is happening, and it's a really good time to, you know, either come and play tennis for the first time, or if you've played tennis before, you know, to get your skills up.
Well, you look at a young black kids, very talented, when you're talking about sports or music or entertainment to that effect. Up here in Far North Queens, of course, rugby league or AFL. But our kids are very, very talented, and they've got the agility and they've got the balance and got the drive. Tennis is a great vehicle. And when you look at the likes of Ash Barty and also Yvonne Goolagong, I like to think that we've got more deadly black tennis players out there and the possibility or platform to create that, yes?
Yeah, and if we keep, if we actually have more Cairns Indigenous Tennis Carnivals and we have more throughout the year, when hopefully we can get some more bungu, some more money.
Bungu, bring it on, need the bucks. Money's the tool, money's the tool.
We can get some more bungu from Tennis Queensland to do this, then we'll be able to put more things within the region to help the kids to develop their skills even more, and we can find the next Ash Barty.
There you go, exactly, that's right. And then look, when you look at it in regard to sports, it's a powerful vehicle in regarding keeping our kids engaged with life.
Yes.
Here we have, across this country, if not the world, youth crime is a big problem. But when you look at sports, it's a fantastic vehicle in regarding learning about life, respecting your coach, other players, accepting winning and losing. It's a part
of
life. Teamwork. The other thing as well.
And it's good for leadership too, because when you're actually doing all these activities in community and you start working with, we say, your peers, you know, then everyone starts helping each other out and they're all working together, and as we say, in community, and then we actually find our future leaders there too.
Exactly. Fantastic. So this event, annual event, so it runs all weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
No, it's Saturday.
It's just Saturday?
Saturday from 10 till 3 at the Cairns Indigenous, the Cairns International Tennis Centre.
Thank you. On Sherrod Street next to Tobruk Swimming Pool. Look, fantastic. Is the register open for more people to come join us?
Yes, so look, you can turn up on the day, but if you go on to the Tennis Queensland, Far North Queensland Tennis, Far North Queensland Tennis website, you can also register beforehand.
Okay.
There's a link on there, but you can come along on the day.
Are we talking juniors, girls and boys?
So any age from 5 until 18.
5 to 18, okay.
5 to 18, so we've got all the young ones who are going to be with some coaches. We'll have some other coaches who will be taking on the older ones.
Fantastic.
So there's all the different levels that are going to be catered for as well.
So that's whether you picked up a tennis racket or not.
Yep. If you've never played before, come and play, because we've got from the very, very starter, beginner level, up to players who've played before and who are even playing competition.
Sure. So you don't need shoulder pads, all good.
Well, it depends, doesn't it?
You know? That's right. You may be feisty, very competitive. And so here's a tournament happening here in Cairns. Now, we're talking about a national competition that happens in Darwin every year. Mm. Is TQ a part of that?
Yes, so Tennis Australia organises this. It's okay. Called the National Indigenous Tennis Carnival, being held in Darwin every year. And so each state and territory, so of course, you know, there's Queensland, New South Wales.
Yep.
We get our top eight players on in the under 18 and the under 14 age group, who are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander.
Yes.
Who are the top seeded players, so you call them with universal tennis ratings. Mm. And then they get to represent their state against the other states. And that goes towards their points that are under their universal tennis ratings.
Okay.
But there's also a future stars team. So if we've got any up-and-coming, really, really talented players, we put them together in a team of six to represent Queensland to play against the other states.
So young
as well.
Brothers and sisters performing here this Saturday. Is there an opportunity for them to go to Darwin?
There's some deadly players. Yep. They're still out of the six of the team. We've still got five spots left.
Okay, there you go. So it could open up a fantastic pathway to their future in tennis.
And also, if they keep up, if they come this time and keep up with tennis, then next year there's another opportunity again.
Fantastic. All right, congratulations. This is deadly, my sister. So all happening here at the tennis courts here on Sheridan Street, North Cairns. Cairns Indigenous Tennis Carnival, annual event, still open for registration. Come and check it out. Let's get our kids involved. And look, doors can open up, but we're keeping our kids active as well, networking, making good friends, representing
your mom. And we're starting off with Indigenous Games as well.
Oh,
so we'll have Indigenous Games starting off, and registration, if everyone could please try and be here at 9:45, that would be so good.
Be on time, not Murray time.
Yeah, not Murray time.
Be on time. Arnie, too deadly. Nice talking with you. Thank you very much. Good luck with it all.
Thank you.
And we'll yarn soon, okay?
Yes, yarn again soon. Thanks, right. Everyone. Bye.
Yay, too deadly. That was Arnie Roma, our First Nation lead for TQ. And we're promoting the Cairns Indigenous Tennis Carnival happening here on Sheridan Street at the Cairns International Tennis Courts here. So do check it out, your mob. Go on their webpage and look, opportunity to open up doors, to create the platform, and you don't know what the future holds. Being the best you that you can be, and tennis may be the vehicle. There it is, too deadly. Stay tuned, your daily program, National Talk Black. Keep smiling, 1-800-422-416.
Amor. a fish for a bite to eat. Oh, 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 yeah.
For my cervical screening test, I chose to ask my doctor about options for screening.
I chose to continue screening.
I chose to do the swab myself at the clinic.
I didn't know I had choices about how it could be done.
I didn't know I had to keep screening every 5 years.
Screening with a doctor was uncomfortable.
Now my screenings are quick, private and pain-free.
Now that I know, I'll be talking to my doctor at my next health check.
Self-swab is private and puts me in control.
It's your cervical screening test. Own it.
Station sponsor.
We all want a place to call home. That's why the new Queensland Government is investing $2 billion in infrastructure like transport, water and power to get land ready to build homes sooner. To support first home buyers, we've removed stamp duty on new builds. We're delivering 53,500 new social and community homes by 2044. And we're unlocking more rental supply by lifting subletting restrictions. Search a place to call home. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Yeah, this is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Corona
pangat ni san na muy no kuy patay pa inangay tu ka mga isen na ki muy pangat ni san na muy no kuy patay pa kole kole pote 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 ho Pote, 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 ho, hey, tu gama, tribal warrior, tu gama, maluki we warrior, tu gama, maluki we tribal.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM, Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, gather around the campfire in the forest to hear the story of Gurul, the young boy who came face to face with the rainbow serpent. And look, that's the story. Belongs to Gurul Storm Bird, and it's a book that's out and written by deadly author Trevor Fourmile. And we're going to catch up and have a yarn with Trevor Boomy Fourmile, that is, and got the brother on the line. Trevor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor Tim. How you going, brother? Thank you, Bobby Brim, for having me on.
No, brother, thank you very much for coming. And look, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, bro.
Yeah, Yeah, so I'm originally from up Cairns. So I'm a Gimel Wanabara Yirinji. So I'm from the Cairns area.
Beautiful. So author of this deadly book, Girl Storm Bird, before we get into that book, have you written other books or this is your first book?
I've written a few others. This one is hidden a lot of prime time, basically, but the first one I wrote was about a cassowary.
Yeah.
As you will know, the Ren Rainforest, Gindarja there, and also a totem for Mbop up north. So I wrote a story about that one and a few in between, and this one led me to the Stormbird.
All right, fantastic. Tell us the story about Gurul Stormbird. Open up the, paint a picture there, gathering around a campfire in the forest to hear the story of Gurul. The young boy came face to face with a rainbow serpent. So we're talking about a young brother come face to face with a rainbow serpent, and there he tells his story around the Yarni circle. Is that the case?
Yeah. So it's about a boy who loves to hear about dreamtime stories, as all our mob would love to do. But it was just one fellow who, Guru now, would love to challenge some of these dreamtime stories and try to figure out why people are so scared of the rainbow serpent. So he decides to go on his own journey to find out for himself whether Gutu Gutu should be feared.
Yes.
And anyway, he tormented this rainbow serpent at the end, and the rainbow serpent taught him a lesson. So he said, from now on, you know, if you want to muck around and call out your name as part of this book, we're going to turn you into a storm for it. So every time you sing out your name, that rain will follow through. And it's also just a message for the younger ones. You know, don't test those boundaries. As you know, our mob, we always have hard heads in our family. Sometimes five or six.
That's right, brother. True. Four times I told you not to do that.
So I thought, no, it'd be good to just to share that message. And it's part of my lived experience as well, you know, with growing up with Reagan at 2 hard heads. So I thought, this is a good way to not only represent family, but also for the general population. You know, we've got a hard head there, but they all have their meaning and purposes in our family.
Sure.
So,
exactly. So could you say that this is a book for a younger ones? Is it easy reading, brother?
Yeah, definitely easy reading. But I read it for like preps all the way to year six. Even the secondary kids actually be taken on this book as well. Because they want to learn more about our First Nation mob. So this is a good way to actually start them off. Hopefully they can do their own research towards other Dreamtime stories, especially from their own country as well.
Fantastic. So the book is out now, brother?
Yeah, so it's been out for a while. So one of the biggest one at the moment, the reason why more exposure is because of QPAC. So they're doing a school play.
Okay.
So the word's going around saying, you know, come and read this book here. So, yeah, go and check your bookshops. Should be at the Cairns, what, the Central? Cairns Central? There's a bookshop there. Yeah.
Gurul Stormbird. So Gurul, G-U-R-R-I-L. Yep.
Yep, that's him, yeah.
All right, family. And two deadly brother. And so what's next on the cards for Trevor Bumi Formal, bro?
Oh, there's quite a few I was thinking about. One was about Crab story where they go out hunting for the younger ones, trying to teach his kids about connection to country and how to hunt and gather for our ways.
Yeah.
There's another one I want to try and test the waters around scary stories, because especially going camping out there or going out towards Yarraba.
Hairy man.
There's a lot of ghost stories that I grew up on, so I want to actually share those stories as well for our good ones.
Yeah, good, brother. Is this a full-time gig for you, Trev?
No. So I work at a school full-time job. So in between, when I have my times off or on the weekend, I'll go out and write what inspires me outside. So I'll go out bushwalk, and I thought, you know what, I want to connect the Cairns and trying to think about stories that links to that. So my full-time job's at an independent school in Springfield called Yimba Yumba.
Yep.
And then my days off, or in between work, I'll just basically drop some points and start writing.
And do you teach at the schools, Trev?
No, I look up some kids in care, but also some art heads as well. So it's a good way to talk about Guru.
Yeah,
just make sure they're right too and trying to support them and their families outside. So if there's anything I can do, I'll kind of be that advocate and trying to link them up with service providers outside to make sure everything's right, you know, when they come to school.
Well, true cultural man and a true entrepreneur, just in your spare time, write a book and look fantastic, and more power to you. Thank you for sharing, my brother. So the book is out, Gurul Stormbird. So go to a bookstore near you or go online. As if you're not online, then you're in line. Either way, go get the book. Brother, thank you for your yarn. Keep doing what you're doing. A big shout-out to all your family, all your clansmen, brother.
I appreciate you. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
Take care. See you, Trev. Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Deliyan there, Trevor Bumi, Formal, his name is, author of Gurul Stormberg, Gurul G-U-R-R-I-L. So easy reading and look, great for your kids, story kids. So a cultural story and talking about young brother there gathering around the campfire in the forest to hear the story of Gurul, the young boy who came face to face with a rainbow serpent. So have a read, your mob. Do check it out and add that to your library. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother on that that daily number and their Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong?
I've got the story to tell about my people. I've got the story to tell about my people, story to tell about my land, story to tell about my people, story to tell about my land. I've got the story to tell about my people, story to tell about my land, story to tell about my people, story to tell about my land.
like vision on me. Native lingo, history is skin deep. My only sin was the color of my skin, so I'm a sin to pride. Emancipate mental slavery, and they said we were failing time. Showed them up, we stood the test of time. Time, I blame it on time, but regained it on time, so I claim it on time. Put soul in this image, this is music for the free spirit. Inspiration for those who really need it, not those who listen, but those who really feel it.
Songs of our time, teachers of our story.
Let it be written in the maze, the survival of a culture is a reason that we made it. Yeah.
Spirit ties, keepers of our story.
And the show will go on, words shall burn.
Hey, you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Land of the indigenous. the voices of this land. And the spirit of the Torah great come together as one in the land of indigenous.
On your mom, it's me, Bushtaka Bandi, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yan up strong. Now, critical warning about the lack of support for Indigenous people who have severe mental health issues. The key not-for-profit Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia, that's MIFA, is warning a massive number of Australians with high-need mental health challenges and their family carers are currently getting no access to community supports which help them with daily living skills, housing support, employment opportunities and more. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Tony Stevenson, Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia, MIFA, the CEO. And we've got Tony on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Very well, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, we talk about COVID-19 as a pandemic, but if you look at mental illness, that in itself is a pandemic, is it not?
Well, yes. We know how important our mental health is.
Mm.
We're very much aware of that these days, and we want people to get the support they need if they do have concerns about their mental health. One of the areas that's lacking at the moment right across Australia, and particularly in Cairns and far north Queensland, is the lack of support in the community where, you know, people with mental health challenges, particularly severe and complex mental illness, struggle to get the support. And the problem is that, you know, our mental health will escalate. It'll get to a crisis, and the only option we've got is to go to emergency at, at our public hospital. Hospitals just can't deal with it. We need support in the community so people can live well and safely.
So a lot of work needs to be done there. We're talking about gaps, closing gaps. Here's another gap, and we need to close it, as otherwise it'd be widening, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. You know, at the moment, we know from a recent report, there's over 230,000 people in Australia with a severe, complex mental illness that are not getting support in their own community. You know, and that means that people don't have access to stable housing. They may be, you know, locked away in somewhere. You know, they don't feel safe. And they don't have the skills to be a part of the community. We can do a lot better than that, actually. And, you know, we can we can get the support in through the community mental health services so that people, you know, don't have to escalate and get worse and then have to try and get into emergency.
And the government can help by all facets. When you're talking about necessities of life, like a home, for example, a roof over your head, a job, clean water, healthy food, clean food. They're necessities. If we had that as a foundation, we can fix this, can't we?
That's right. We, you know, if people have got stable housing, and have got good friends and their family are there to support them, then they're more likely to have a good regime with their GP if they're seeing a psychiatrist through the public hospital. You know, that can happen.
Yes.
And people will be able to follow through with all of that. If the support's not there in the community, then where do people go to get help? They have to wait until they're in an absolute emergency and try and, you know, get into a public hospital, and the hospitals just aren't able to deal with that.
Yeah. So a lot of work to be done. But look, the fact that we're talking here on National Talk Black, governments do listen to the conversation. So thank you, Tony, for sharing. There is a gap that we need to close. Look, all the best to you and your team, all the mob there at Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia. Thank you for your yarn, and we'll keep in touch, my friend.
Thank you very much, Trevor. We appreciate your support too. Thank you.
You take care, Tony. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Little yarn there, Tony Stevenson, his name is, CEO of MIFA, Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia. So a lot of work needs to be done in this space. As Tony mentioned, it's time for all politicians who are clearly neglecting people with mental health issues. He highlights Indigenous people with schizophrenia may experience a 19-year gap in life expectancy, as well as spending huge amounts of time in hospital and being at risk of homelessness and poverty. So a lot of work needs to be done. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly.
The spirit of my flow, yeah, I know they're still around when they talk to me like, what you doing with your life, hold that head up high, and when the time come, I'll be there rolling with the pride of a lion, and I never let another man tell me who I am, never cared to break bread with the liars, I'm well aware that they're dead, but I'm flying high by them.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
Then the rhythm in a bad man's style.
The rhythm's got me moving on real.
like a winder release. Dip squeeze to 90 degrees. Pump back, I got put on repeat. So me mind play trick and way your body moving at the beat. What's a trinity flex in a matrix? The wacky electric smoke man up like spliff. And make him say, cause it's at the nuka fanatic. Like fire when me start it. I am a yoda when me start it. No man, I want on, I can't stop it. Put reggae on the market. This is put it on inside pocket. I give me beta, eat him like targets up like a splinter. I make it expert to timber. See no man can divide. Surprise them like kinder. Caligua done like ninja. Where the last alongside.
I'm on my way.
He did the rhythm in a bad man style.
See the rhythms got me moving on replay.
Come them a windy and a wind up. Make yeah, them yeah. A reverse so lock and baby climb
said
up.
I'm on my way. Yeah. We jump until the break of day.
Animal, wind round and around like a helicopter. Wild thing, hip swing, comes the feeling. Sighting, she want them a sex that healing. Some of them are disagree, but see them a naga say like we. When I give them ya honey, them all of the answer. Them all of the answer. Oh na 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 na. This is who was feel like shop. Smooth noise, double marab crack. Oh na na na.